All right, we're back here, and we're back here with Al Vandenberg and Al Vandenberg. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Juke.
How are you doing,
Juke? Good. So we're going to talk about the county business this fine day, and if you have questions you'd like to ask these gentlemen, you may call us at 395-1450. I have a call here. Let's see if that's for you. Good morning. You're online with our guests. No, I guess not. Okay. All right. I have got quite a list of things here. First of all, the road commission study, and what do you want to respond to that? It's done? It's over, right?
Yep. And now we're working with the road commissioners and coming up with a little bit of a hybrid, working together with the Ottawa County and Ottawa County road commissioners. And
okay.
If we could help both of us out.
Are we going to have a committee on the commission to work with the road?
We have a task force that wrote the report. They worked for about 6 months on the report. And they're going to reconvene in December and then also again in July of next year to make sure that substantial progress is being made on the items that the county and road commission have agreed need to be addressed, which the main one is legacy cost. The road commission still has a retiree health benefit that you don't see provided much anywhere. And also they're still on a defined benefit pension plan. And so the report identifies those as a couple of things probably should go away for new hires, of the not taking away from current employees, but for new hires of the road commission. And that will save substantial dollars in the future in order to maintain and construct roads with.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem we usually have here, it seems to be a public pipeline to the road commission. I don't know if that'll be taken care of or not.
Well, I think that what's happened is the state gave the county board the opportunity to take it over.
Yeah.
And as they looked at it, they decided, you know, the road commission does a great job maintaining roads. I mean, I know that's always a subject to debate with some, but really, when you look at Ottawa compared to others, they do a fine job. And it's really more in the area of management and benefits management that everyone thought that they could really improve. And that was absolutely necessary to do so for the future because those benefit future legacy costs are going up rapidly.
All right. I had something about the evening meeting for the Board of Commissioners. What's that all about?
Chairman Holtrup, when he took office in January, said he wanted to have two night meetings.
Mm-hmm.
For the people that are working during the day and that want to attend our meetings. We had one already in the spring in Hudsonville, and this one's in the Grand Haven Courthouse.
Oh. So. And when's that going to be?
September 10th.
Yep.
Yes,
7 p.m.
September meeting.
Yep.
How do those work out for you?
There was okay. I don't think we had any more people there than the ones in the daytime. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something gives somebody an opportunity to attend.
Right. So. Right. All right. And they find more information about it on the webpage, right?
And we took different areas too. Hudsonville and now Grand Haven. So.
Okay. Okay, got a call here. Good morning, you're online with our guests.
Yes, are your guests response do you have anything to do with Riley Trails Park at all?
The county Riley Trails is a county park, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I just have a little bit of a beef. I live behind the trails. This summer has been horrible for, right as I'm speaking right now, there are five guys out there paying with our tax dollars, I'm sure. They're trying to mark these trails better. And the way they're doing it is just a little bit, you know, it needs to be seen. People have to see what our tax dollars are doing. And they're dumping, they're cutting down trees to fall, well, because I walk out there. They're blocking up certain trails, but the way they're doing it is just, it's childish, it's stupid. And then to have five people out there, I mean, you need to really take a look at what is going on with our money. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll certainly do that. And I know we have some areas where we cooperate with Park Township. I'm not sure exactly to what you're referring to, but I'll pass it on to the Parks Director and Parks Commission, and we'll get an answer.
Okay. Very good. Now you get the real action today on the program. So, And that's good. All right. Some more things we have to talk about this morning, that is Water Quality Forum.
We started the Water Quality Forum 7 years ago, and it's really an opportunity for our local unit officials, citizens if they choose to attend, the media, to engage and discuss water quality issues with some of the top researchers on the planet. Turns out in our Michigan universities, whether it's Michigan State, Grand Valley, Central Michigan University, the Gliro Lab in Ann Arbor, we have some of the top water quality research, sand quality research being done. And we've been able to bring those folks in once a year to talk about what they're doing in relation to something that matters in Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, and Graham Peasley presented last year on the Macatawa work. And so we've had, whether it's Macatawa, Pigeon Creek, Grand River watersheds, it's just been, you know, we've actually been able to work to identify the E. coli composition in the Grand River over time. And it's just been a way to bring those communities together in a meaningful way to discuss water quality in Ottawa County, where we're at, what can we can do to maintain it, in some cases, what can we do to improve it.
Okay. All right. Did you want to?
No, Al said it perfectly.
He said it all. Okay.
Yeah, he did. You.
Okay. We're going to take time out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guests. If you have a question you'd like to ask of the commissioners, I shouldn't say the commissioner. We have the manager here as well, right?
Right.
Okay. That's correct.
So, when the need arises, please consider one of four Dykstra locations in Holland and Saugatuck. We would be honored to serve your family.
All right, we're talking with the commissioner and the manager of the county, and if you have a question, you please call 395-1450 this morning. All right, a little bit about the success of the county health plan, and Al Vandenberg, I guess you can speak to that.
Going back about 4 years to where we really looked at our health costs, we were unhappy. They looked like they were, they were actually going a little out of control. We were able to work with some of our local industries who shared their health plans with us. And really the board came to a decision where they said, you know, we really don't want our county employees to have health benefits that are way better than our private industries,
mm-hmm.
our larger corporations. And so we went to work at trying to take a whole different view of health insurance. And ultimately we cut about $5 million in expense and really streamlined the plan. Now, the other thing we did is we set a goal of looking at future costs and attacking the claims costs. Because, you know, I liken it to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. You can do different bells and whistles and different features and do different things, but ultimately it's the claims cost that's going to drive a health plan cost every time. And so we put in a fairly robust health management plan. And I think the combination of the health management plan and the relatively new high deductible HSA that more than 90% of our employees opted into has resulted, literally our health insurance costs would go up 4.8% when they had been more in the 20% range, if not for national health care. Now, with national health care and the new taxes we're going to pay, that's going to our costs are going to go up 10.3%. So literally more than double of our annual increase for this year will be paying taxes to the federal government to fund national health care. We feel good about getting our health care costs down, and we wish we didn't have to pay that tax either, because that would make us even more efficient. So
yeah, it would. I'm afraid all of us are going to have a big surprise when we get the final word on that.
Which, by the way, Duke, that's like $550,000 is going to go from Ottawa County taxpayers to Washington, D.C. to fund national health care.
Wow.
And just that's just Ottawa County alone, and not considering the cities and villages and private businesses and, you know, everyone else who pays. So.
Wow. That's scary, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be a lot of money out of the taxpayers' pocketbooks.
And a lot of businesses are paying tax as well,
mm-hmm.
or this situation. So I guess we have to find out about it before we can do anything about it. That's what Nancy Pelosi said, I think. Right?
Yeah.
They'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got a caller here. Good morning, online with our guests.
Thank you very much for taking this call. I'm just going to hang my ignorance out on the line here for a minute, and then listen to what your guests have to say about it. It seems like it's at least 20 years ago that the city of Grand Rapids was polluting the Grand River in major ways every time we had a big storm. And there was always talk about, their treatment, water treatment plant is being modified and that's going to change. And here we are 20 years later, and I sort of feel like maybe another 30 years later, we'll still be saying, there's Grand Rapids up there. Why haven't they, or perhaps they have, and I'm just not aware of it, why haven't they taken more drastic measures? The Department of Natural Resources, for instance, just shutting down building permits until they clean their act up, because it certainly seems to have a major effect on the Grand River.
Well, let's see if we can get you an answer.
Yeah, sure. That's a great question, and one of the reasons we started the forum to begin with was to get to the bottom of that. But truly, the DNR did put some very heavy deadlines on the city of Grand Rapids, and they did a massive combined sewer overflow separation project. So I think that last I knew, they had separated 96% of the storm and sanitary sewers that were causing that problem. And so the amount coming down the river from Grand Rapids is dramatically reduced, and they have met all of the state deadlines that they were required to adhere to. And truly, the markers that we found were almost an equivalent number of swine, cattle, and human markers, and we haven't been able to test yet for avian. We need to develop an avian marker to figure out what percentage of the DNA in E. coli in the river is from birds.
Okay, that's a pretty good answer. All right, so they're working on it. All right, let's mention that Earl's Meats time is 10:47. Earl's Meats has all-natural pet food, bones, and dog treats to keep your dog or cat happy and healthy. And I guess we might as well take a look at the weather also while we're doing that. The hometown forecast brought to you by Kia of Holland. That's hollandkia.com. And the forecast is for sunny with a high today of 89, and tonight partly cloudy with a low of 68. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 90. And Saturday, a few clouds with a high of 85. And right now, I don't have the temperature, but we do have the temperature at the water at the lake, and that is 69, and the green flag is flying today. So that's pretty good. All right, we're talking to a county commissioner and the county manager, and if you have any questions, you can call us here at 395-1450. And do we have someone on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about the health care. If I remember what came out, it was going to be cheaper. It's going to save you money. That's how they sold this plan?
Absolutely, yes, and it has.
Absolutely not true. I mean, look what the county's going to pay and we're going to pay starting in January. It's not going to be cheaper, that's for sure. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, I will say that the county's paying less for health care than it was 5 years ago. Hmm. That's how dramatic the savings were. And even though the costs have gone back up some, the rates of increase are increasingly less, and also the bottom line is that we're paying less than we were 5 years ago, and I think that's pretty good in the healthcare world.
Let's hope that continues.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people that are looking at their insurance needs, and like me and my wife have an HSA plan, and we question anything that the doctor says. You got to have this test. Wait a minute, why do I need that?
Yeah.
So I think everybody is at least trying to get a handle on where their costs are coming from. So.
Yeah, and pretty soon the doctor will say, let me check, see if you really need this.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope we get there. We're getting there.
Yeah, we are. I mean,
there's a big improvement in that.
Yep. Yeah.
So maybe in the industry itself, it will police itself to the point where it'll be less costly.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I think we all have to look at our health care costs.
Yes.
And what's causing our health care costs, too. So.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Don't get sick.
That's the best health care.
Best health care. All right, let's talk a little bit about the budget outlook for 2014. And we just mentioned the health care as being a part of it.
Right, and that's really the major expenditure left as far as really focusing on it to control it. I mean, we look at all of our costs. We're a frugal county. We have that history. But as far as large costs that potentially, you know, could increase at rates that, you know, really cause a heartburn with the budget, that's really the only one. The board voted to move all new hires to a defined contribution plan 3 years ago, and that's fully implemented now, and that will save county taxpayers a net $30 million over the next 30 years. So retirement's under control. We think we have a good grip on health care, too. Revenue's the key. You know, property taxes are starting to turn around. We're seeing manufacturing projects spring up around the county, and even more importantly for our tax base, we find a lot of residential projects starting to come back. And Al sees that probably more than anyone as a realtor.
That the housing is going turning around, and the prices of houses are going up. We see it 4 years ago, you couldn't give a condo away, and right now there's no condos hardly available in the Zeeland area. Mm-hmm. So that has really changed, and I think they're getting premium prices for them, too. So,
and that means the taxes will go up along with that.
Exactly.
And I didn't mean to imply that manufacturing isn't important at all. It's just that the housing is 71% of the property tax base. And so when housing goes down, we suffer. When it goes up, we prosper more. And I think that, you know, we had budgeted for 3 years. We had significant decreases in our tax base. And then this year we budgeted zero. We're probably going to end up at about 0.5% in the black as far as an increase in the end of the year. And next year we're budgeting about a 2.5% increase in the tax base.
Mm-hmm.
So the budget, you know, as all the economists have said, it's a long, slow crawl back for government. I mean, and for most of the early 2000s, we're at 6 and 7% annual increases in growth, and certainly that's been dampened quite a bit. But it is good to turn a corner and not be losing anymore. Revenue sharing's going up 4.8%. You know, that had been cut 20% a couple years ago. We've adjusted our budget for the impact of personal property tax reform. We'll be down about $270,000 there. But overall, the picture is slow and steady growth.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the... Oh, we got a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yes. Commissioner?
Yes.
Okay. There's a piece of property on Robinson. There's a viaduct on there that looks relatively new within the last 5-6 years. What's become of that? Why isn't that being finished off?
I'm making an assumption that you're referring to the new road that's crossing over to the Grand River.
That's going to happen, yeah.
Oh, US 231.
Yeah, yes, they are. And Al, you know a little bit more. They have started again, haven't they?
Right. In fact, that project is scheduled to be completed in late 2015, early 2016. And that consists of a two-lane highway that will go from M-45 up to I-96, and then, of course, the two-lane bridge construction as well.
Why does that look like it's been dead in the water?
Well, I've been out there several times and crossed at different points, and I've seen folks out working each time. So I don't know if they've had different slowdowns due to budget timing or if there's – I'm not sure why – you would have observed that, but I can say from personal experience that the times I've crossed in different places, like up on Leonard and other areas, I've seen equipment and folks out working.
Yeah, but it seems like that's been sitting there for ages. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
No, they're actively constructing out there.
Yeah,
actively. There's equipment. There's they started construction about a year and a half ago on the bridge. And progress is continuing daily.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. But
do that.
Good. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the intergovernmental collaboration projects.
Where do you start with that?
Well, boy, there's a lot going on. And you know, I think it's almost a characteristic of West Michigan and Ottawa County that there's a high level of collaboration between cities, townships, counties to begin with. But when the governor made basically keeping a third of our revenue sharing contingent on new agreements, it really heightened everybody's appetite or whet their appetite for more. Ottawa County became Grand Haven's city assessor a couple years ago, and we just renewed that contract for another 3 years. And that's worked out fantastic, both in terms of service and cost for Grand Haven. Has an increased county cost. We have an agreement with Holland for building services where our facilities department inspects some of their major equipment inside their buildings on a quarterly basis, and that saved Holland money and we think provided a better service for their dollar. You know, we have this telephony project where something on the order of 17 governments, libraries, schools, city, township, county are all looking at whether we can share the same phone system and save a lot of money and maybe improve service. Even on a county basis, several counties have gotten together and we're collaborating and bidding out the aerial mapping that's done every 5 years for GIS systems. We're doing that together at a substantial cost saving. So I think almost everything we do is open to possible partnerships with people, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the future, and I think that's very healthy.
You think eventually we'll have to have like five counties be an area that...
It's starting already a little bit with the mental health regional entity. That's taken four or five counties together just for the mental health board. So we might see more of it. I know in my District 4, which takes up Holland Township, City of Zeeland, and Zeeland Township, the managers, all work together with the other areas. If somebody else got something they can offer, they certainly open it up to it.
Well, especially when they buy equipment and things like that, it's imperative that you do that because you really make a saving usually.
I'm glad you brought up buying equipment because Ottawa County is rolling out to our local units of government right now something that Kent County initially developed called the reverse auction process. And it'd almost be like watching a purchase on eBay, but it's going the other way. A minimum bid level set. Bidders are notified electronically that a bid is going to happen, and then you watch the price go down over the 10 to 20 minutes that the bid's out there. And, you know, we're realizing a 14% savings in the commodities that we're using the system for, and Kent County's experienced a similar savings over the couple years they've done this. And any of our cities, village, townships are all, you know, eligible, and Road Commission's going to look at it, and ultimately we think that will lead to a lot of savings for our governments in the county.
Yeah, I would think so. All right. By the way, is that health department move going to be completed before long?
Yeah, it's going to be what?
Where's it moving to?
There's two buildings. They're selling one building.
At Ferris Street in Grand Haven Township.
Yep. And they're going to, is it Beacon?
Actually Beach Street.
Beach Street, yep.
In Grand Haven.
Okay. Grand Haven, and they're going to combine it all right in there.
Of course, they'll all be on James Street yet. Well,
yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
We think this will make the Grand Haven office of the health department more accessible to the people who use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out at the Ferris Street building, which the old-timers will recall is the original county juvenile facility, and it had been rehabbed for different uses over the years. But instead of having a situation where most people have to go to it a longer distance, they'll be able to travel a shorter distance. Plus, we're using about 20 to 25% of the space because we needed a lot less than what we had. And so that will save the health department $100,000 a year in operating cost, and also will ultimately sell the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then that will go back on the tax roll unless another public agency purchases it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it looks like the county's in pretty good shape. And, of course, if people want to check on the county, they can always go to the website and find out more about it. And if you don't have a computer at home, you can always borrow one at the library or places like that. You always have one available. And that county meeting, that's going to be at night, and that's what date again, Al?
September 10th.
10. Yep, September 10th at 7 o'clock.
10, 7 o'clock.
At the Grand Haven Courthouse, and it's downstairs in the jury assembly room. So.
Okay. Gentlemen, we thank you both very much for being our guests this morning here on our Talk of the Town program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.